Welcome to Tusome Hadithi, where we celebrate our African heritage through the storybooks we read. My name is Caroline Mutoko, and I'm going to be reading Atieno's Friend, written by Aisha Nelson. Make sure to listen closely for the sound of drum beats. The drum beats will sound when I say the special word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to find out if you guess the special word correctly. Let's get started. There was a village near a lake, and in that village lived a young girl. Her name was Atieno. I have a friend called Atieno. Atieno's father was a famous fisherman, even had his own little fishing canoe. Atieno enjoyed going fishing with her father. Not very many girls do. Atieno also loved to watch the boys playing football. She wished she could join them. In fact, she begged them one day, "Let me play with you," she asked. The boys laughed at her. They told her, "Go and play hide and seek with the girls." When Atieno went to the girls, the girl said to Atieno, "Your legs are too long." "I wish I had long legs." Atieno was sad. Each morning, Atieno danced alone with the sun. The sun became her friend. However, one day, something strange happened. The sun did not rise. Cocks did not crow. Birds did not sing. Children did not go to school. Even her father did not go fishing. Atieno was sad. "Where is my friend the sun?" she wondered. "Why is it so dark and cold today?" Atieno told the other children how sad and lonely she was. They didn't get it. They laughed at her. "Perhaps your friend the sun is dead," they said, "or perhaps it ran away from you." Not a nice thing to say. But Atieno knew that was not true. She said to them, "The sun is my friend. It cannot die." But Atieno was so sad that she ran to her house. And on the path to her house, she saw her brother's ball. She thought to herself, "I will play with this ball until my friend the sun returns." So she picked up the ball and ran out with it. Atieno put the ball on the ground. And you know what she did? Wait for it. She kicked the ball hard, very hard. The ball went up, up, up into the cloudy sky. Everybody stopped and stared, and they looked up. The ball disappeared into the thick clouds. There was total silence. Suddenly, the thick clouds cleared. The sun appeared. Life returned to the village once again. The cocks crowed. The birds sang. Children went to school. And even Atieno's father went fishing once again. Everybody did what they always did. Atieno could not believe that the sun was back in the village. But most of all, the sun was back in her life. She laughed, she danced, she sang. She looked at all the other children and said, "My friend, the sun is back. See? I wish I had a friend like the sun." The end. Did you hear the drumbeat? Did you discover the special word of the story? If you said danced, you're right. Well done. Dance is a big part of who we are as Africans. Dancing helps us express how we're feeling, remember our history, and celebrate different happy occasions, like your birthday, Christmas, celebrating winning a game. So now you know why we dance. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Goodbye.